This year, Florida's troubled Department of Corrections got the largest agency share in this year's criminal justice budget. And the Senate's budget chief for criminal justice issues, Stewart Republican Joe Negron, said as much during this past special session.
We focused primarily this session on Department of Corrections. My goal next session is to focus more on our court system, on the public defenders and state attorneys, which are also very important part of our budget. And as I've said before, our court system is an independent, co-equal third branch of government. It's not another state agency, and we should treat it as an equal partner with the legislature and with the governor in our constitutional system.
One of the most talked about areas in the judicial branch is the need for 35 new judges, 32 county court judges, and 3 new circuit court judges. It would have cost about $10 million, but that wasn't put into this year's budget, something St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Daryl Rusan questioned.
The Florida Supreme Court certified the need for 3 additional circuit judges and 32 additional county court judges. What does this budget do to address what the Supreme Court said the judiciary needs?
House Criminal Justice Budget Chair Republican Larry Metz says while they didn't fund that, they did fund other priorities.
As any other agency of government that comes before the legislature in the budget process, the court system does prioritize its budget requests. And their Schedule 8A had the new judgeships at the very bottom of their list of priorities. This budget picks up a lot of their other priorities, however, such as the information technology and case management categories. So we funded the priorities that the court gave us with giving greater deference to their priorities, and that meant that the judges didn't get reached for funding this year.
Rusan says he hopes that's an area the state will look at next year. And while he didn't make an all-out promise, Met says he will continue his working relationship with the judicial branch to consider their budget requests in the next fiscal year. But Senate Democratic Leader Athenia Joyner says state lawmakers must do more than just consider these requests.
What I would really like to see that next year, we find a way to give the judicial branch the respect that I feel it deserves as a third branch of government. Historically, I haven't been pleased with how that branch has been treated. We've done some good, but not good enough.
She says the judicial branch encompasses more than just the courts, the prosecutors, and the public defenders, who she says deserves adequate compensation.
And coming out of law school and starting out in the 30,000s and maybe at 40 is just doesn't cut it. And we need to take a comprehensive look at how the judicial branch and all of its partners are funded. And next year, I'd like to ensure that that is a goal of our committee, because we're losing good lawyers on both sides because they can't afford to work for $40,000 a year and have to pay all those loans.
And Joyner says it was a process already started last year.
This cannot continue. We've got to respect the branch, and I'd just like to put that on the agenda for next session, because we started last year with a pay equity to try to bring up the salaries, and this year we were unable to complete part two of that compromise, that coalition. We had a coalition, believe it or not, with the state attorneys and the public defenders, first time in the history that they came together and realized that there's unity and what's good for one is good for the other, and that's having adequate revenues available to fund those people who work so hard for us.
Still, lawmakers did fund other areas of the court system, like more money for senior judges to help in foreclosure cases. It's an issue important to several legislators, including Orlando Democratic Senator Geraldine Thompson.
During the economic downturn, there was an initiative to allow senior judges to work on foreclosure cases that were clogging up the court dockets. And because the sitting judges had responsibility for speedy trial, et cetera, the foreclosures were presenting a major issue.
Initially, lawmakers sought to give about $200,000 to that initiative, but Senate Criminal Justice Budget Chief Negron says both chambers agreed to increase that amount to $750,000. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.